And that brings us to our third trend, building out the global network, because behind all of this is the infrastructure, whether it's the smartphone that you and I use or it's the digital telecommunications or the cloud. One of the things that's happening with this much going online, and not just, you know, the individuals getting connected, but all sorts of devices and things getting connected, the Internet of the Things, is that it is giving tremendous tremendous support to the growth of what's called the cloud, which is storing your data out there in primarily corporate entities providing these services. And it has all sorts of ramifications. It makes this, you know, the questions about integrity and cyber warfare just get that much worse. One of the things that's clear is that social media is going to play a very significant role in intermediating out there on the internet. If 7 billion people are going to talk to each other, they're probably going to talk to each other through social media, although indications are the millennials still prefer email as a way of communication to social media. What you'll see if you look at the charts and some of the numbers that I've provided, social media is particularly explosive in China. It's very interesting to see how well the Chinese internet stocks have done, Alibaba, of course, being now the most famous. The power of this network of everything, the Internet of Things and people being connected, is going to be turbocharged as we start to find different ways of accessing. I put up an article about Samsung creating, demoing a way for a tablet to be controlled by your brain. So if you can imagine communicating telepathically with your smartphone or your tablet, it'll give you an idea of what's ahead. And obviously the implications for privacy, for systems integrity, for the integrity of your own mind, is dramatic. Not the least of which is a big concern of mine. You know, whenever I want to buy a book and I really value the book, I buy a paper copy. I don't buy a digital copy because I think the combination of the cloud and these kinds of systems raises real questions about the possibility for manipulating knowledge and, you know, changing the text in books and Lord knows what else. So very big, troubling questions. But also, if you look at the numbers of where we are in the process, I think the train has left the station. And a lot of the debate is going to be the kinds we're seeing with the BRIC nations and Putin demanding digital control and sovereignty within the cloud, within their territory.